This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that as many as 1,500 Americans may be awaiting evacuation from Afghanistan, a figure that suggests that part of the U.S.-led airlift from the Taliban-controlled country could be completed before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. Blinken said the State Department estimates there were about 6,000 Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan when the airlift began August 14th, and that about 4,500 of them have evacuated so far.
Since August 14th, we've evacuated at least 4,500 U.S. citizens, and likely more. More than 500 of those Americans were evacuated in just the last day alone.
The secretary said of the 1,500 Americans that remain, about 500 have been contacted with instructions on when and how to get to the chaotic Kabul airport to catch their evacuation flights. The World Food Program is urgently appealing for $200 million to purchase and pre-position food for millions of Afghans before the winter snow cuts off access roads to them. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WFP Deputy Regional Director Anthea Webb warns of a humanitarian catastrophe this winter without international support for this emergency operation.
We only have a few short weeks left to secure the necessary donor funding to get food in place before the mountain passes are blocked by snow. Any further delay in our preparations could be deadly for the people of Afghanistan.
This hunger crisis comes on top of a wider humanitarian and human rights crisis triggered by the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops and the seizure of control of the country by Taliban insurgents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA.